Verses 13 through 15, I want you to see this. Abiding in freedom with Christ. And y'all who were dead in y'all's trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh. What does that mean? That means that apart from Christ, whether you were physically circumcised or not, you were not really set apart to Him. The uncircumcising of your flesh is living according to the principle of trusting in yourself. And so he's talking here about the spiritual reality God made alive together with Him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling, it means wiping out, erasing, the record of debt that stood against us. And by the way, the verb there is important too. It's imperfect. It means it stood against us again and 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 again. Apart from Christ, there's no way to stop it. The record of your life declares that you're a sinner and it stands against you. In Christ, it says, it can be wiped out because we are united by faith to Him. It says our sins are forgiven. Our debt is gone. When it says with its legal demands, the idea here is there is an IOU that all of us have and we owe it to God because of our sin debt. Notice what he says next. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. Now get that. An IOU of debt that we owe to God for our sin, and because of what He's done in Christ, what is symbolized in baptism, He takes the IOU, and He doesn't just tear it up, it's nailed to the cross. Why? Because Christ on the cross and in the resurrection pays it. Luther said, Satan comes to you and said, you're a sinner and deserves judgment. And you're to tell him, what of it? It's true. Does that mean that I'll be judged and damned? No. Because I have a Savior and His name is Jesus and He's not a tyrant like you. He's a merciful Savior who saved the sinner that deserves judgment. It's a paraphrase, but it's what's going on here. The IOU is nailed to the cross. Jesus says, tetelestai, it means paid in full. It is finished is the way it's usually translated. And notice what it says next in verse 15. Not only are we forgiven, but we are free because of the triumph of Christ. He disarmed the rulers and authorities. Who is that? That's the demonic realm, the fallen angels who do the bidding of the evil one. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Him. What does this mean? This means that on the cross, Jesus looks like a failure. Satan and the demonic realm were trying to get Him there. Look, it's finally happening. He's being done away with. And yet He wasn't paying the penalty for His own sin. He was paying the penalty for the sins of those who would believe in Him. And He was raised from the dead that they might have their IOU paid by Him and they might be in Him, forgiven and free. And it puts to open shame the wicked philosophy of the enemy. Do you see that? And when you and I in Christ have joy, though we face the things that we face, when somebody without Christ would look at your life and say, your life is miserable. You shouldn't be going through that. And we say, you don't know the half of it. I don't just deserve this. I deserve damnation, but I'm not getting it. We make open shame to the principalities and powers. We say, you are a tyrant and I do not trust you. I trust my merciful Savior who has put you to open shame in the cross and the resurrection. He has triumphed over you and I will triumph in Him. You see the language of freedom and liberty. Dead to sin, act like it.